From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. NATO allies meeting in an emergency session are demanding Russia pull its forces out of Ukraine. Terry Schultz reports from NATO headquarters. The alliance says it will support Ukrainian sovereignty, but it pledges little beyond political encouragement.
NATO Chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen says Russia is breaking international law with its effective takeover of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula.
We call on Russia to de-escalate tensions. We call upon Russia to honor all its international commitments, to withdraw its forces to its bases, and to refrain from any interference elsewhere in Ukraine.
But Rasmussen gave no indication that measures beyond expressions of political support were even debated in the hours-long meeting, which included a session with the head of the Ukrainian mission to NATO. Rasmussen says allies plan to meet soon with Russia. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
More than 1,000 Southern California homeowners are being allowed to return home after a powerful storm brought inches of rain and mudslides to the area. NPR's Nathan Roth reports.
More than 10 inches of rain fell in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles over the weekend. That rain raced down fire-scarred hillsides, causing mudslides and washing out roads. Roughly 1,200 homes in the nearby foothills were evacuated late last week before the storm. Only one was declared temporarily uninhabitable Sunday, after the worst of the storm had passed. The storm hit the entire California coast. Downtown L.A. received more than 4 inches of rain. Downtown San Francisco got more than 8. Forecasters, though, say it won't end California's long-running drought. The state's rainfall is still far below where it would normally be for this time of year, and the weather is expected to return to hot and dry conditions as early as this week. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
California Governor Jerry Brown says he has mixed emotions about legalizing recreational marijuana in the state. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press today, Brown said he's worried that if pot use gains more legitimacy, it could have negative effects on the state and the nation.
How many people can get stoned and still have a great state or a great nation? World's pretty dangerous, very competitive. I think we need to stay alert, if not 24 hours a day, more than some of the potheads.
Brown says he's watching closely to see how Colorado and Washington handle their new laws that go a step further by regulating the growth and sales of tax marijuana at state-licensed stores. The use of medical marijuana was legalized in California in 1996. The 86th Annual Academy Awards ceremony is underway in Los Angeles. Among the movies up for an Oscar this year are 12 Years a Slave, Dallas Buyers Club, and American Hustle. So far, Jared Leto picked up the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Dallas Buyers Club. This is NPR. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon meets this week with Venezuela's foreign minister as violent street demonstrations continue in Caracas. Protesters are demanding Nicolas Maduro step down because of high inflation, crime, and food shortages. They're also demanding the release of protesters who've been jailed and a halt to crackdowns on demonstrations. In Syria, residents in the capital Damascus are reporting fresh shelling by soldiers. A truce between rebel factions and the government in the Yarmouk neighborhood has fallen apart. The area has been cut off from food and medicine for months. NPR's Alice Fordham reports fighting is continuing across the country.
In Yarmouk, an al-Qaeda-linked rebel group distributed flyers saying that the regime did not adhere to a fragile truce that was struck there. Soldiers loyal to President Bashar al-Assad had arrested people who massed at food distributions, they said. Further unrest in the area could halt UN food handouts, which aid workers say are desperately needed. Along the border with Lebanon in the contested town of Yarmouk, residents said that rebel hideouts in the hills were bombed, but the center of the town remained peaceful, with markets open. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
At least 90 people are dead after attacks in Nigeria. Officials say at least 51 people were killed after twin car bombs at a busy marketplace. Suspected Islamic extremists also launched attacks in another village, killing 39. The Chinese government is blaming Muslim separatists for a deadly attack at a railway station in southwest China. At least 29 people were stabbed to death yesterday. More than 100 are injured. This is NPR News in Washington.